And I understand that the reason why they did that was, you know, when your factory began to be the main supply depot, there were lots of men working there in summertime, preparing the fur that has been brought in during the winter to make it into a pail of fur, and then also get the firewood from up the river to bring it down to the fort, which will last for a year round again until next spring. So all the work was done, and many employees were required, and then the Bay people, the Omosquito people around the Bay, came in from the distance, even from James Bay, to go to work there in the early spring, mean early summer. That is in the month of June, the middle of June. They travel around the bay from James Bay into the New York factory, and then work there during that July and August, and then getting the fur belt to be shipped out back into England, and also at the same time to bring firewood, and also to bring some lumber into the settlement, into the fort, to make a fort, that's, and also to make staff houses and everything. So there was a big job. And these men, they came from various up the rivers, like inland people, the Omosquitoes, and blending with the Ojibwe people from the Big Trout Lake area, and Sachiko and those places like that, and many of them from up the river of Hayes River and Nelson River, and all the way up to the Norway House. And those people came in as soon as a big ship come into the New York factory, and they take the goods up the river, and all those things happen. And that is why those people who were hired in the New York factory, they have to get lots of food. And they were hired to get the geese, and they hired to get fish, and they do just that. And they were sent out into the outposts like Fort Severn and Uinisk, and also in Narrabskat and in the other places in James Bay. It was a big deal. And then during that month, it's somewhere around September, middle of September, and the hunting season, goose hunting season, was over around 15th of October. And at that time, the season usually very mild, and it is the season which today, as it's called, Indian summer. There are times that sometimes it lasts maybe a week, sometimes maybe more, and usually the wind will be mostly from the south, and then the last beautiful day. And then it was that time all those hunting camps were packing those York-made boat with mast that take those goods into them in the York factory for the next spring. And what they do is that these people, the staff who came in to do that, they're the one who brought in a gunpowder, gunshot, and primers, and a few other small items to where they are going to set up a goose camp. And in there, the local people will come, and they will be given a black powder and a measuring cup, and also the billets, the shots, and the primers. And they were asked to bring only 5 geese for one cup of black powder and maybe a few shots. It's something like 25 shells. So what they do is they would shoot 5 geese, and the rest they are theirs. So it was that time that used to hunt for those people, a person they call Upakitahe. And he was a Hudson Bay employee, working for the Hudson Bay, running the goose in the fishing camp.